And we're back online with the first part of the Crimson Circle meeting last. So we've had a way of changing our perceptions about everything. So here's Jeffrey Hoppe and Linda Benio.
Thank you.
Hello. Oh, there you go. I'm surprised at how many people stayed. This is great. This is nice.
I'm going to help your ego.
Well, no, it's nice. We have a little fat. You want to see the slides that I prepared. This is one of them. And this is the welcome slide. I was going to start out the day after David was going to introduce us the first time.
There wasn't a chance.
And say, welcome to the Crimson Circle Television Network, where we do things in a little bit different dimension, a little different way. And I remember thinking that I would use that as my opening, and then I remember going whoosh out. I was gone. Anyway, welcome. We're doing this in reverse.
It's
welcome.
Been a wild day already, and I apologize for anybody I've offended. I mean, it's just it's been a weird day, and I can't even believe I've just kind of running on, I don't know what. It's weird.
What's funny, Saint Germain's energy just, I mean, to me, and I'm seeing from the inside, but he talks fast, and it's just like going, going, going the whole time. And, you know, yeah. Tobias is a little just smoother and gentler. And it's like Tobias is trying to get as much out, energy and words, in as short a time as possible.
Hello, what can you expect of a man that says he underrates physical relationships? Hello.
Really? No.
Oh, yeah, you think so they're overrated.
The physical, no. The ability to be in physical form is overrated, because somebody, I remember the question, I remember being a little shocked too, but I remember Tobias saying, so the question was basically, I'm meeting somebody in the other planes, when am I going to meet him here on Earth? And it's like, what's his name? Yeah, Saint Germain was saying, why not you go out in that plane? It's actually really cool too, you know, why, you know, don't worry about meeting him on Earth. You got this great relationship going on the other side. So anyway,
that isn't exactly how it came off to some of us.
Oh, no, I think the impression I got, he was saying, you know, you don't have to have a relationship here to make it valid. It can be anywhere. It can be, you know, start using the imagination.
He just said it's more fun there than here.
Yeah, well, or oh, well. Yeah.
You have fun.
Anyway, what I think you were saying is explore that potential.
I can't think of three other good reasons.
Well, no, that's wonderful too. But you can have relationships there too. We're gonna take a minute. Yeah, move on. We're gonna move some energy here. We're going to take a moment. We usually have a list, and we read off the names of people who are from out of state who have come a long, long way to be here to acknowledge them. But in case people have left, we're just going to ask you to raise your hand instead. Tell us where you're from and what your name is. Ah, good to see you again. Hang on. Oh, we're going to bring the microphone to you.
My name is Matt Abdi, and I'm from Washington, D.C. area. This is the second time I'm coming here, and this is like phonic. You get hooked on
that's how you get hooked on it.
It's always nice to see someone twice.
Yes. Yeah. Good to see you again. Anybody else up here? Yeah.
I am Paul, and this is also my second time here. I also had met them in Tempe.
Yeah.
Shortly after the time I was here, and I thoroughly fascinated by. I really wanted to ask to do a round, you know, a standing ovation to those on the other side, because I feel them so much working with me, and how much I couldn't live without that.
Yeah.
That I feel honored by their helping us. So I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I drove over. Next time I will fly. I made a commitment to myself that I'm not spending 7 hours in a car again. So.
Yeah.
In the planes for 7 hours, that's fine. But
hey, Joe, that's okay. I kind of like that.
Sally from Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Sally joined us at the Kauai school.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sally Webb. I'm from Largo, Florida. And yes, I was in Kauai. That was quite an awesome experience. I'm still working with it.
Oh, it was
thank
just
you both.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. It was only, a week ago yesterday, we were laying out on the beach in Kauai. All night, yeah, well, yes.
Me, it's Sven. I'm coming from Vienna, Austria.
Oh, ah. Oh wow.
Thanks. It's the first time for me to be here, and it's very fine here. I enjoyed it. And I could see you last year in Bodensee in Germany.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
I was there. It was also very wonderful.
Yeah. Mm. You want to say hi to the people back in Vienna or Wien? Is that how you say it? Wien?
You said Wien, yes.
Wien, yeah, yes. Wien. Yes. Do you want to say hi to them back home in Austrian? German?
I go back to Austria, to Vienna, tomorrow. Yeah. I have to leave.
Yeah.
We all say Österreich, not Austria.
Okay.
But nobody understands Österreich.
Yeah, right. Good. Well, I'm glad you're here. Are you just traveling in the U.S. right now?
Yes,
or?
I was here 2 weeks. I was in Orlando, I decided in September. I decided to stay 1 week longer to be here.
Well, thank you.
I didn't know if the time is right here on the 5th that you really have a channel here.
Yeah.
But I booked the flight and everything because I was sure that I can come here.
Yeah. Good call. Good call. Well, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you too.
You bet.
Where else? There are a couple more people.
Boston.
Right next.
My name's Sean.
Go ahead, stand up, Sean.
Yeah. The cameras aren't, they're not broadcasting.
Doesn't
right
matter.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
Oh,
hi. Hello. Where are you from?
I was living in this little cabin, and a couple days ago, I registered on for the chat room. I was in the chat room. I asked Gene actually offered, I believe, to host me. And so it was pretty short notice to actually come. And it's great, though, you know. And where is the cabin? It's about a half a mile south of the Nashua, Tingsboro, Massachusetts border.
Oh.
So it's...
Oh.
Welcome.
Yeah, and... appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for being here.
Uh-huh.
Want to give the microphone to the guy next to you? He looks new.
Yeah.
Tim Smith, out of Denver.
Oh, you are out of Denver, see?
I didn't say out of town.
Yeah,
I said he looks
new. New, yes. Yes.
Have we seen you before?
No.
This is first time. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else come from a long way? Yes, right back here.
No, we said no.
No.
It's not a long way. I came from Littleton.
Oh, well, that's not a long way.
No, it's
yeah.
Cool.
Is this your name? Is this your first time here? Yes. Welcome.
There's a lot of that.
Welcome.
And then right behind her, too, is somebody new. I don't know.
Oh, you're picking at everybody today.
Just the newbies.
Are you new?
I'm not a newbie.
You're not?
No.
I'll introduce myself anyway. What the heck?
Yeah, sure.
I'm Carolyn.
Why not? Yeah.
And I'm not new.
Where are you from, Carolyn? Not new.
And that's my story. I don't, yeah.
Where are you from, Carolyn? Not new.
Littleton.
I just want to say hi. I'm Jan Moose, and I was in Australia for a year, and I've just come back, and it's good to see everybody here. So, hello.
Yeah.
Right,
g'day.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say hello to all the people that are in Australia, and hang in there, guys. It's a magic, magic place.
Yeah, thank you.
There are
you.
A lot of new people here today, too.
Terry Tidwell, my first time here. It was awesome.
Good. Thank you. Had you ever been to a channel before?
Littleton.
Littleton.
See, there's something going on in Littleton.
Had you been to a channel before, any channel? Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Tess. I've come a long way from Chicago. I've spent my whole life. And I moved here, though, as of 2 weeks ago to Golden. Heard a voice that said to come to Golden, so we came. Found your group a week ago on the internet, didn't know why, and here I am. First time.
Wow.
First
time.
Welcome. Thanks for being willing.
And
thanks for introducing yourself.
Excuse me?
Thanks for introducing yourself.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Yes, and Tess told me before she'd never been to a channel before. First time.
Oh, sorry. It's an interesting one you picked.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-oh, you're being picked on.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say I flew in from California, and my sister and my niece flew in from Canada and met me here at my daughter's. I brought my
my sister and my niece, and they left at intermission, and they said, this is too deep for us.
You know, I almost left with them. It's like, a little too deep for me.
There's another. There we go.
I'm Janet, and Janice has been telling me about Tobias for the last 4 years.
Sorry you couldn't meet him today.
I am here for the first time, and it's been a lot of fun. So, thank you.
Good, thank you. Well, Tobias will be back sooner or later.
Sounds like later.
Yeah.
He said at least 2 more months.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Bonnie Sprague, and I've been reading on the Internet, and I guess St. Germain came last night because I knew I needed to come, and I was worked with last night. So here I am.
Here you
welcome.
Are.
Thank you. What about the lady in the green? Aren't you new, too?
Don't pick on people.
No,
don't
she knows. She knows who she is.
Yeah. Right here?
No,
David?
No, the green lady.
Front,
green lady, right here.
Right there. Green lady. Yeah.
I was too shy to stand up. I have to now. Thanks, Don. No, I've been following Tobias on the web now and then for the last few years, and I just recently moved from Mount Shasta to here.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. First one. Thank you all for welcoming me.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be here.
And where do you live here in the area?
I live in Lafayette right now.
Oh, okay. And do you miss Mount Shasta?
Oh, I do very
do
much.
You? But, you know, it's actually interesting. I think Cryon said last year that there are those who, you know, are energy holders at Mount Shasta. And he talked at length about it in one of the channels. It was interesting that a lot of them are moving on now.
Indeed. I felt spiritually guided to be here.
Yeah.
So.
There are one or two more people. Do you have you bold enough to introduce yourselves? Hello, come on. Are you? What do you think? Come on. And now they're being chicken. I can see them. They're not even looking this way because they don't want me.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. Yeah.
Anybody else? Come on, be bold.
I was going to start out by wishing everybody Happy Valentine's Day, so now I'll wish that now. But it's kind of cool how it looks like. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. And I'm going to skip over, if you bear with me a minute, I'm going to skip over the some of the slides that talked about last month because I don't think it really matters right now. And I'll move right into the...
Well, they were good slides because they said basically said get over it, and that was certainly echoed.
Okay. They are online. Well, the whole presentation today is in a PDF online. The slides from Kauai are online, and Gene, you know better than I where they are on the message board. www.crimsoncircle.com/bb. That's the bulletin board, and if you it's called the family album, and there's different things on there. Yeah, some great stuff, great pictures. Real quick, a lot of people had ordered either the new Tobias, Ask Tobias CDs. There's one about Abundance with Janice Burney, a really good CD. One about biological rejuvenation or what healing really is. And then one on death and dying. They were so popular in the month of January that a lot of them were back ordered. We're getting the back order problem solved. We're getting the inventories built up. So if you order them, I don't think the back order is too long now, a week or two maybe. We're good. Okay. I apologize for the back order, but we got inundated with requests for them.
Somebody asked me why the Abundance one cost twice as much.
Duh. My Abundance. Because, why? Oh, there's 4 CDs in there. Come, what a bargain. What a deal. There's 4 CDs, and they're enclosed in a nice... in a beautiful plastic cover you can put on your bookshelf and be proud of. I mean, it's a deal.
Janice Burney's talk is on there as well, and it's a very good talk.
Just a reminder, we did come out with Tobias's Divine Chocolate Cookbook, and I actually have a sample right here. The real thing, hardcover, spiral bound. This is with chocolate recipes from Chambra around the world. And I think it's like $20. This is really a Crimson Circle fundraiser. All the money goes to Crimson Circle. It's actually really quite good. Beautiful pictures and great recipes. Doesn't it make you hungry? Oh, it's like what we just ate there. But anyway, that we do have that available. Okay, recent Chamber gatherings. These are the pictures. These are just some of them, but we had, oh, we're gonna go jump to Cayucas, California first. We were there January 14th through the 16th at the Everyday Masters Conference. It was good. Jeanette Crowley, who channels White Eagle and Mark, was there. There was probably maybe a dozen or 15 other speakers. It was absolutely beautiful. It was right on the coast in Central California, and sponsored by Rory. And Rory, I hope I don't mispronounce your name, Muniz and Leslie Kuban. Is that right? Good.
Okay.
Rory and Leslie.
Who cares if you spelled it wrong?
What was interesting is there was there's a little town. I mean, you know, maybe, I don't know, 500, 1,000 people or something like that. But there's a great restaurant.
It is not 500,000 people.
No, 500 to 1,000.
1,000, okay.
500 to 1,000.
Okay, I was like, wow, they were hiding.
And right in the center of town was a great restaurant called Hoppy's. It was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never see the name anywhere, and there's a great restaurant.
That restaurant here was sure interested when you mentioned that your name was Hoppy.
Yeah, I did. I walked in, and we had a group of about 20, and I said, by the way, you know, my name is Jeff Hoppy, and I pulled out my driver's license, and they're like, yeah. I'm like, do I get a special table or a discount? No. And matter of fact, the maitre d' was almost indignant. And I'm like, well, where'd the name come from? And he said, the chef's name is Wilhelm Hoppy. And I'm like, well, maybe you could tell him I'm here.
Oh, he's a German like
and,
me.
He
a
just
German
was not
like
impressed.
Me.
And I finally we had the dinner and that. And they had a nice menu with a embossed, you know, like leatherette cover. I said, well, could I have a menu to take home? No. So you can pay your bill and leave. And, everybody who comes here says their last name is Hoppy. But anyway, it was a great conference. A lot of fun, beautiful setting. Tobias, I don't know how to describe it, but he came through pretty direct. He had a lot of very direct things to say.
Can't believe you weren't asked to leave after that, but that's okay.
I know. He was, you know, Tobias has a habit sometimes of saying things in what you would think would be the most inappropriate settings. And just to give you an example, the room was surrounded literally two and three deep with vendor tables. You know, people that have different items for sale, including us. We had two tables. Well, Tobias got up there and channeled and said, everybody, you know, who has tables, when you walk out today, leave all the crap on your tables. You know, it's old energy. You don't need it anymore. People don't need all that stuff. You know, let it go.
24 fingers went up in the air.
he was pretty direct. He said, actually, he made a beautiful point in spite of sounding terse. He said, and this would apply to anybody, he said, if you're teaching or selling somebody else's technique, leave it behind.
Right.
Until it's your own, it's no good. Until it's your own, that you, something you develop. Now, it could be a derivative of things you've learned because you've learned a lot. But if you're using somebody, if you read a book and you're using their technique and you're trying to follow that, he said, you're not being who you truly are. It was wonderful, the classes you took and everything. It gave you the insight and education, but you need to put your name on it. You need to be speaking in your voice, not for somebody else. It was pretty strong.
Yeah.
We got out of there quickly. But Rory and Leslie put on an incredible conference and made us feel very, very well.
Nice. Thank
you. Had fun working with Jeanette again. She channels White Eagle and Mark, and she's a lot of fun to work with. Then we came home, packed our suitcases, and took off again for School 2 in Kauai. If you can't see the picture, it's somebody shot it. It's beautiful. It's a sandcastle some kids had built, and it was shot at sunrise. First thing in the morning, you can see the rays poking out there. Just beautiful. We had a group of about 27 people, and it was incredible. I don't know how else to describe it other than I wish we could all go there right now, be there. I love it. This shows the group. We were at Waimea Canyon, and this is a lookout viewpoint that overlooks the canyon, and the clouds were just kind of rolling in behind us, and it was beautiful. We went to the Hindu temple. These are grounds of the temple, And again, just fascinating. Wonderful place to go to, wonderful nature energy. And
don't say too much.
No, I'm not, but I'm going to tell a story in just a little bit if Ray doesn't mind. But we went there as a kind of a sightseeing thing, and the Hindu monk's tree is very, very nice. And we took a boat ride one day. Here's John and Leslie on the right, on the catamaran, and then on the left, and that's Linda and I. I had a T-shirt on that said, Kauai, it's not for wimps. We ran into some heavy seas that day, and it was kind of rough for a while, and then it settled out, but we saw a lot of whales and dolphins and sea turtles and everything else. It was cool. We planted a special tree, a sunrise tree of love for Garrett. As you know, Garrett was going through some medical things, some clearing things, and hopefully he's listening right now. And one day somebody said, hey, let's plant a tree for Garrett that shows the rejuvenation and the life force energy. And we called Norman Garrett on the cell phone from the class and said hi. And we missed you guys there a lot. I missed you, Garrett, a lot. So that was kind of cool. We got up every morning. We had what we called silent sunrise. And we'd just all walk down to the beach and sit down and watch the sun come up, not say a word. It was really nice. We did that because I hate talking in the morning. So I said, let's do a silent sunrise. These are a shot of some of the dolphins that were swimming with the boat. And they swim right alongside. They keep pace. You know, when the boat slows down, they slow down. They jump and go underneath and come back around. It was phenomenal. Yeah. Here we are at the temple once again. They're actually building a new temple all out of stone, stone that's shipped in from India. This is an incredible Hindu temple. It's all being hand-done, hand-chipped, no power tools. It's out of granite, and piece by piece. Linda and I have now been watching it over the last couple years, a little bit here, a little bit there. A wonderful monk took us around, showed us the different things on the property. Well, at some point, he was talking to us, and he was talking about Hindu beliefs and karma, and I couldn't help myself. And I said nicely, I said, well, is karma something that you can opt out of at any time? You can say, I'm done with it. He said, no. No. Karma is a natural law. It has to be. It's the law of action and reaction. What you do comes back to you. And he said, you know, you go through these cycles of lifetime after lifetime trying to clear your karma. And when you clear your karma, you go back into this one big nothingness. But he said, you can't get over it. He said, I'll give you an example. Karma is as much of a natural law as gravity, Newton's law of gravity. And he said, you can't defy it. It just is. It's the way things are and the way God designed them. And karma, like gravity, are there to stay. And Ray Higgins, Ray sitting over here with the beard, Ray raised his hand and said, don't some swamis know how to levitate? This monk just had that deer in the headlight look. I imagine
good
after
question.
I met, it was beautiful. One of the favorite, best things I've heard in ages. It was so cool because, and Ray said it very gently and lovingly, but he said, well, don't swamis know how to levitate? Transcend gravity. And you could just see the monk like, oh, my God, everything I studied is out the door.
He probably won't be doing any more tours.
But he didn't really know what kind of group we were in the first place. But it was so perfect, and it wasn't meant condescending. It was just meant, can't you get out of your belief systems when you choose to get out of them?
He was pretty sweet. He acknowledged.
He took it with humor.
He did.
Although he kind of had that look like,
it was uncomfortable,
oh, yeah.
But he allowed it.
He allowed it. It was great.
It.
That was so perfect, though, Ray.
I
it was wonderful.
I suspect he'll change the analogies he uses with
his right. He'll stop taking questions, actually. Anyway, that was fun. This is a shot at the Fern Grotto. We all gathered up there as a group. It's just lush and beautiful and wonderful. We do a little ceremony up there with everybody at the school. By the way, in the school, Tobias talks about this whole journey going from the Order of the Ark and coming down to earth, what it was like when we took on physical bodies, and kind of the pros and the cons, some of the challenges and the difficulties, basically says that the main portal that most of us came through was in and around this area. So we returned to it. It's a fun school because we do in the morning we have class, really just a channel and a little talk, and then we take off every day, go do something different. So it was fun, and we miss you and Gary. So those are the slides. There's more Hawaii slides on the website if you want to look. I'll just go through these real quick. Next weekend we're going to be in Houston for an embodiment workshop with Dr. Michael Brandt and Susan Green. So that should be kind of fun.
Yeah, we hope the Texans are going to show up.
I know. The turnout's a little bit low. Yeah, yeah. Texans, come on down to Houston.
It was my idea.
Yeah. Linda said, well, let's go to Houston. It's like, okay. Then we turn around right away and go to Mexico City. Yeah, and the attendance is looking real good there.
Really good for them.
Very strong. Ralph, I believe you're coming down as well. We're going to see the ladies and have a great time. Yeah, looking forward to a little tequila. Yeah. March 12th through the 13th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for an embodiment workshop. And again, hope
if you're interested in that one, you need to really consider signing up and making a hotel reservation because that's high season.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They'll release the block and they won't add extra rooms. And so if you're at all interested in Fort Lauderdale, that's right. That's over kind of over the big vacation month. So please, if you're interested, consider booking that now and getting rooms now because it's a hard one to book. That and the hotel that we're at is right on the ocean. So,
it is.
Yeah.
So treat yourself to a weekend in Fort Lauderdale. After that, over to Portland, Oregon, March 19th and the 20th. What a great group there. Every time we've been to Portland, we have a good turnout and a lot of energy.
Beaverton, again, actually, is the little town.
Beaverton,
the
right.
The little sort of suburb that we're in.
Yep. Yeah, but that's a good place to go. And then we're here in Denver on March 26th and 27th for the Abundance Workshop with Janice Burney. If you have heard Janice before, she's a hoot.
She'll kick your butt.
She is very direct and straightforward. I think
very clear.
She must work with Saint Germain.
Oh,
and Kathumi.
And Kathumi.
Yeah. But it'll be a 2-day Abundance Workshop. We're going to talk about the energies of abundance, and you know, Tobias and today Saint Germain, you know, talk about it and saying, you deserve to be abundant, but we have all these blocks in the way.
Janice will tell you that the energy of all that is evolving very quickly. Things are changing very fast.
Yep. Janice, up until very recently, was a financial director at Fortune 100 company. I mean,
she left.
She can say Hewlett Packard.
Yeah,
she's
gone. She didn't work
there
anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. She was like
she can't hit with the new one
top level management at Hewlett Packard. So she understands finance. She understands money. She worked with millions of dollars every day. So she's a good one to talk about that.
She experienced it for herself, not just her company.
Yeah. Okay. March 26th through the 27th is the Crimson Circle School 1 here in Denver.
Come on, get your butt kicked.
Still have the slide wrong.
I do? Really?
You're right.
No, actually, that's right. That's right.
No. That's the abundance one. You did it wrong again.
Jeez. See, it was late last night. I'm working away on the slides.
It's the first weekend after the Crimson Circle in April. We've gone over this.
Isn't it Easter weekend?
No.
Oh, I should check with her on the schedule. She knows. I don't. Well, anyway, in April sometime.
8th, 9th, and 10th, right?
Is the
7th
through the 10th. Okay. Thank you. Ignore that slide.
That's a kick-your-butt school, and it keeps evolving
it
with
is,
the energy. But
it is an intense school. I know there's quite a few here that have gone through it, but Tobias takes us from the time when we left home. We go through the wall of fire, and we end up on the other side. If you haven't gone through it, you might want to think about it. It's a wonderful school.
You know what my suspicion is?
If
you can validate this or say, no, I don't think so. But, you know, there was a lot of talk today about stuck energy.
Right, right.
Definitely the wall of fire is about releasing stuck energy.
It is. There's some fascinating information. There's kind of an original kind of what you call wound that takes place from leaving home. The separation wound. It is
womb too.
The separation wound. And it's really the first seal.
Yep.
Okay. then April 15th through the 17th in Kelowna, British Columbia, for the Embodiment Workshop. Good group up there.
We already have a nice group signed up for
group.
That. Yeah.
I want to mention, by the way, on the Abundance Workshop with Janice Burney, we are going to limit that.
We have to limit it
because what Janice wants to do will be a small group. You know, we can't have like 150 people. We're going to limit it, and I think we only have like less than 20 spaces left.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you're interested, you might want to sign up. Oh, thanks for your donations. Appreciate it. David already mentioned that. But
oh, you feel it from your heart.
I do. I've put the little Valentine
thing
there. I know,
that's why I was doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know, the Crimson Circle is a volunteer organization. It costs about $5,000 a month just to do what we do, the webcasts and the website and the administrative work, everything else. It's totally funded by your donations. So appreciate it, and I want to thank everyone who contributes. You make this possible. Thank you. So those were the slides for today. Anybody have, yeah, weren't they great? Good slides.
Anybody got any questions for Jeff? You know, he's never really around for just those questions, so to speak. And usually I have the gift of being able to get a hold of him later, but, you know, he does see all this sort of like a 3D motion picture while we're just hearing it and feeling the energies of it. This is kind of rare opportunity. Don't you have any questions for Jeff? I'll bet you do.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, I
prison. The question is, where did I go when they kicked me out? I felt, anesthetized. I felt like my body was still here, and for the most of me was still here. I was still hearing things, but it was like if I wanted to rebel or resist or say, what the hell are you doing? Or it was like, I couldn't get it out, you know, and I just had to let it go. Yeah, I could feel Saint Germain's very strong energy coming through, and it was actually physically making me a little bit tired. I was kind of out there. I was out there and here all at the same time, if that makes any sense. Yeah. I felt, though, I couldn't do anything. Yeah. And Tobias has probably had his arms around my, holding me like that. You can't go back in there. Yeah. What was weird, though, because I felt myself slipping into the channel energy. I thought, well, no problem. I'll just, you know, open my eyes here and then do my slides. And the eyes wouldn't open. And it's just...
We all saw that.
And it wasn't working. And it's like... Okay, and I'm like, Tobias, you know, everybody, this, you know, I got to get up here and talk. And the more I resisted, the more I started going into almost like, felt like when you're falling asleep. So I finally just had to let go and just do it.
Morris?
But I'm thinking, of course, you screwed up the schedule. I got my slides, and I got to talk about this. All these people tuning in late. And
that's why they don't tell Virgos ahead of time what's going on.
I know. Yeah.
Another aspect. Wait, here's one.
Did you have any indication before today that Saint Germain was going to come in?
Yes, Saint Germain told me, or Tobias told me a couple of days ago that Saint Germain was coming in. They usually don't tell me that, but he must have been preparing me. And I mentioned it to Linda, and then we mentioned it to Norma beforehand. I said Tobias isn't coming in today. Saint Germain is, but I didn't think he was going to butt into my talk.
Well,
thought he let me go through my slides anyway. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know. I used to change the order. Okay.
But he'd been feeling weird all week.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and that leads into my question. I've been talking to people, and including myself, been feeling weird all week. And yesterday I felt energy slide into the back of my head. And I talked to someone else here, and she had some kind of a spontaneous energetic thing. And I'm just wondering, how do we know if this is a good thing about, I mean, how do we know what all that was? I was totally awake. I was at work and alone, and I was 100% conscious when this happened.
Yeah.
And I felt very dizzy and kind of freaked out. Like,
yeah.
What is this thing? It just jumped into my head.
Yeah. It sometimes can be very disconcerting and very unsettling to have energy changes going on, you know, where it throws us off our normal balance. But I think Saint Germain addressed that today. We have to get out of our ruts in every way. We're going to have weird things happen and weird feelings. And you're going to have those type of things happen when we resist them, that it just makes us more miserable. We have to ultimately trust ourselves so much to say, well, I'm allowing myself to go through this. I'm allowing myself to evolve. And Norma says that, you know, if you really want to understand, go to the Owama school. They go into in-depth about it. Okay. I've not been to it, but Norma tells me that the channel today was like a page out of the Owama school.
And just to know we're safe during all of this.
Yeah, that's where the trust comes in, to know you're safe. And as a channeler, I can tell you, at first it used to kind of rattle me to think that I'm going to sit down and I'm going to totally open up and let anything in. Not anything, but, you know, I'm very vulnerable. And for those who know me and know Linda, so much keeps an energy for me, makes me feel like I can really go out there. And I don't want to say she's holding energy, but she's there working with me. So I feel I can really open up. But there's been times like, boy, it's so open. How do you know the boogeyman's going to come in? Well, of course, you know, what Tobias says is, so what? So what if Satan himself shows up? You know, I mean, it's all just energy. It's all, we are God also. And you can tell anything, like Saint Germain said today, you can tell anything to go away. So it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have to have those walls up anymore. I can handle anything. So it's trusting in yourself.
Saint Germain said he was here in body,
yes,
to not look around.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still here? And do you know what he looked like?
No, I didn't see it. And you know, he plays little games like that. He just appears and then disappears. So I don't know, and I didn't take a scan of the audience beforehand. Oh, absolutely. He has fun with that. It was interesting because he also mentioned that when Norman Garrett, Linda, and I were in Paris, you know, he was our cab driver and others. And it's like, you old dog, you. We did a Saint Germain channel in Paris, and he loved it because that's his hometown. We just did a channel for the Owama school. Saint Germain added his portion to it, as well as Tobias and Kuan Yin and all of them. But Saint Germain wanted to do his portion of the Owama school outline in Paris. So he made it impossible for us to go into, we were trying to go into Frankfurt, and that didn't work. Couldn't find any flights, and we tried to go
Zurich,
into
not anything,
nothing.
Nothing in Germany or Switzerland or nothing.
And so finally Linda came to me after 2 days of searching the web for flights into Europe. We were trying to get into Germany, and she said, the only thing I can get us into is Paris. And it's like, okay.
I'll suffer.
But it was a long train ride, you know, or however we got there. But
train.
A train, yeah, yeah. But Saint Germain wanted us to be in Paris. Yeah.
Could you describe what the embodiment workshop is about?
You know, it's a joke, actually.
No, actually,
we have to give the workshops a name. And, you know, since this is the embodiment series, we call it the embodiment workshop. We don't know until we get there. Tobias will sit down the first night. He'll say, here's what we're going to do for the weekend. It's not cookie cutter. So I have no idea.
I want to give an example. Last year, everything we called the You Are God Also workshop, and for those of you that have bought some of the CDs, both the Mexico CDs, that was supposed to be You Are God Also, as was Bahamas was our You Are God Also. So what happens is that's just the framework we work within, and then, of course, Tobias does whatever the hell he feels like.
Well, he comes in the first night, and we'll kind of outline it and say, here's what we're going to do. Some workshops will have 5 channels, some will have 3. He
never
mixes
know.
It up. And I have learned to go with that. I've learned that every group is very different and very appropriate. And if we did something and said, okay, from this time to this time, we're going to do a very specific thing, it wouldn't work, and he'd blow it out of the water anyway. So not to be facetious, but we have to give it a name. You notice there's no description.
Saint Germain mentioned something this afternoon about something happening in the next 2 years or something like that. Maybe I'm out of the loop, but could you go into a little bit more detail about that?
It's actually a Tobiasism that Saint Germain was just talking about. Tobias has talked for quite a while about a specific date in 2007. It's actually September 18th, 2007. That he said is going to be a quantum leap in consciousness for humanity. That's a time when there's enough, I forget what they call it, but enough humanity builds up to the certain point where it can actually take a quantum leap. And a lot of people have predicted that to be December 31st, 2012. Tobias said it's not an exact date. You know, how can you predetermine that? But he says the best they can see right now is September 18th, 2007. And he said nothing will happen on that date, in significance, but it's everything that happens after that date that counts. Things will go very, very fast. Things will change quickly. And quite literally, we're all going through it ahead of time. So we're going to be prepared for it. We're going through the fast changes and the quantum leap. Saint Germain said one thing today I thought was very interesting. He was talking about eras of humanity. And Tobias talked before about there having been like four major eras of humans up to now. And Saint Germain was saying that when humans come to the understanding there is no light or dark, in other words, we quit this whole duality thing, we don't have this God and devil thing anymore, he said, then that is the dawn of a new era. Can you imagine if the world didn't hold on to that old, right, wrong thing? You know, if it just is and we're just here experiencing and playing and, one group's not right and the other is wrong. I mean, and I remember today Saint Germain getting a little testy about churches. He apparently doesn't like them very well.
Well, but look at the thing going on, between the Christians and the Muslims right now. I mean, that's absolutely just so out of control and out of balance. It's incredible.
Yeah. So anyway.
Just to follow up with that, you said that would be a shift in consciousness that would be very great. So would that imply also, in your understanding, like a complete shift in society as far as our structures and that sort of thing?
Yeah, actually, I think it's going to... Well, let's look at our own example in our own life over the past 10 years even, or 5 years. Look at the shifts we've gone through. And if you use that as an example, like a micro example, what the world is going to go through, just think of the changes you've gone through and the difference in perceptions and the ripping down of old structures and the building up of new ones. I think humanity is going to go through that. And I think we're going to go, we've already been through that, done that, and now we can be the teachers and the guides.
Morris the Chandler.
When you went into basically limbo, when Saint Germain was doing his talking,
yes,
could you and Tobias both hear what the questions were being asked
during the Q&A or during the
during the Q&A? Could you hear the questions being asked?
Actually, I didn't feel Tobias around today. I imagine he was, but I just didn't feel.
Oh, I thought
energy.
That he'd be sitting next to you, going, "Hey,
no,
hi." You know?
I was too busy. Saint Germain was going so fast, and I'm not nearly as used to his energy, so I had to keep really pace, and I just didn't. Well, I could, but I don't have time for me to think about them, because you notice that Saint Germain is all just the moment the question is done. I mean, he's ready to go into it. So I sit back and kind of listen, and I'm like, oh, wow, that was cool, or, wow, that was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that loud, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Saint Germain said that he was Francis Bacon as Shakespeare. I mean, this is a big academic question that's been going on ever since the 1600s. I mean, is he saying that Francis Bacon was Shakespeare? Shakespeare was not a separate person?
I guess so. I don't know that much about it.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's like saying the Pope's not Catholic.
I was more fascinated by the fact that he said he was Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens.
Yeah. I thought, wow, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my understanding, what he said was that he was Francis Bacon, and Francis Bacon was Shakespeare. Yeah. 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 Oh, really? I don't know enough about it to even go there. But, he was saying he had a lot of interesting information today about who he'd worked with and what he had done. And
it was kind of like his resume.
Yeah, it was. It was, but I felt he was saying it because we should all be proud of everything. He said he was a total schmuck at times and had some...
But he forgot to name the schmucky ones.
Well, yeah, yeah. He had some miserable lifetimes. For those who may not be aware of it either, Saint Germain, he didn't mention it today, but he's also credited with being one of the founders of the Freemasons, which was basically a secret society. The Freemasons were started... they knew a lot about sacred geometry, and they knew a lot about working with energies, but they had to remain secret because of the churches at the time.
I want to know more about his dirty little lifetimes.
I wanted to just ask you, you know how when Tobias first came to you, you said you had an image of him,
yes.
And what was your image, and what do you see when you go up? Do you see anything visually at all?
Right now or back when?
Just when you're channeling, and how did you see him? Like when you first saw Tobias, you said you saw him with big boots and...
Yeah, yeah.
Big boots?
Not boobs, boots. Boots.
And like, what do you see when you're channeling? Do you see anything?
When I first saw Tobias, I was in... it was before I knew anything about channeling. I was in an altered state, and I heard him on the outside, and I saw him like through my mind's eye, but it was very, very clear. And I saw him looking like Sean Connery, older Sean Connery, boots and a cape. And
Saint Germain.
Oh, how today? I don't. This is
like how you saw Tobias. How did you see?
Oh, him? How I saw. Okay, I don't see or hear anymore. And it's difficult to describe, but
your white foot.
I felt Saint Germain, but like right now when I talk to Tobias, we don't use words. It seems very, very crude to use words, and we don't use sight anymore. Tobias did something really cool, I think it was in Hawaii, where he said, I don't see you, those Shambra. He said, I don't see you. I sense. He said, I don't see. But he said, I'm going to do something I haven't done before. I'm going to open Calder's eyes, and I want to look at you through human eyes, and he scanned the audience. It was kind of weird, you know. Cause it's like, it's like weird to get out of there, Tobias. Those are my eyes, but I perceive Saint Germain as being very sophisticated, very extremely intelligent, a little cocky, a little arrogant, kind of French. You know, in a way, even though he said he wasn't of French origins, he said he was Jewish, I think, or Spanish, yeah. But very, very aristocratic and elegant. And that was probably the way either he was wanting me to perceive him or I was perceiving him. But how did you perceive him?
Very snobby.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've channeled him directly for some small groups before, and he's not very funny.
No.
He's actually kind of serious. And I remember one time I was going into the channel, and he was going to come in, and it was almost like I perceived him, like, sitting at a desk, you know, writing away and almost being annoyed. Oh, I got to do the channel now. All right, here I am, you know. But, yeah, yeah. He was funnier today than I've ever heard him.
Which part of today was funny?
He cracked one joke.
What was the joke? I missed it.
I don't know. He had a few witty things.
Witty, yeah. Maybe.
He's pretty serious about things. Much more. Tobias has such a loving, you know, humorous energy, and of course, Kathumi's just off the wall, and to me, it's like they're the Rat Pack. You know, you got and. They haven't let Oama out of the box yet, but you can just see they all have the different personalities and different ways of doing things.
Another Ask the Channel right here.
I just wanted to make a comment. It's curious to me because I've read a lot, and in esoteric literature, everything that was said today is as I have read it. And it's curious to me that neither you nor Jeanette are well read, and yet you bring in, I mean, in that way. In
not
that
about
way.
That. I'm really not.
And you trust your knowingness.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what all of the great mystery schools have brought forth in the way of literature.
That's a cool validation.
It is a very cool validation. Yes. And one other thing that St. Germain was responsible for was the Rosicrucian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Rosy Cross.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's funny, from a literature standpoint, no, I'm not well read, and, you know, those type of things. And even metaphysical, I cannot read a metaphysical book right now to save me. I don't know why, but I can get about a paragraph in, and I'm just, my eyes don't work anymore, or I fall asleep or whatever. And I think, actually, Tobias wants to keep me kind of clean from that. I joke around with, like, Steve Rother and Rana Herman. And we all say we don't read each other's materials. I don't want to have that influence what I do. But when we hear so often people say, God, that's just what the group was talking about, or just what Michael was talking about, so it's pretty cool.
It's hard to believe Tobias hangs out with St. Germain and smokes cigars.
I know.
But anyway, if it wouldn't be too disruptive, could they please be kind enough to tell us when they're here in body to show us who that is?
They said they would. We have to recognize it.
Did we have a new rule?
No.
Yeah, I think if they're going to do that, they should point themselves out. Yes, beforehand or during, not way later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that was the agreement I heard at all.
But that would be cool.
Yeah, go ahead and think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Any other Ask the Chandler questions? Here we go. Wait for the mic.
Oh, for the I Am, you know, the St. Germain I Am books.
Yes.
And when he was channeling. Mm-hmm. Now, is this a different energy that he's channeling now versus what he did through Jeffrey, whatever that guy's name was?
The other guy.
You're talking about the I Am books that were written in the 30s.
Right.
Well, I think it's the same St. Germain. I don't know. He mentioned something about it today and said that, you know, that he channeled for that time back then, and it's different now.
But is that like, aren't you the same person you were 30 years ago, but are you really the same person you were 30 years ago?
No. There's, which brings up an interesting thing. There's, quite a few people who channel St. Germain and quite a few that channel Michael. And no matter what the channel, the relationship between the entity and the channeler is, the channeler always influences their personality, their, you know, and St. Germain coming in through me was going to sound different than it's going to sound coming in through David, for a variety of reasons. One is just it's going through your personality, your stuff. But also, my understanding is they like to work with different people on different aspects, different things. So
there's even the Cryon. There's, you know, Lee Carroll channels Cryon, and there is a very large following of Cryon people that listen to the South African guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's really quite popular too. And the messages, you can feel it's Cryon energy, but boy, they're not the same. They're definitely for a different audience, different
things
handled different. Oh, one more.
One more, and then we'll call it a day.
Okay, my question is, why are there so many more male entities that come through as a channel as opposed to female? Is there a reason for that?
Actually, I don't think there are, because I used to have that same question, so I started doing a little research. If you go through Sedona Journal, for instance, it's probably two-thirds female channelers. For some reason, like Lee Carroll is very well known, Steve Rother. I don't know any other male channelers. Most of them are. Oh, the entities. Oh, the entities, not the channelers. Tobias has talked about that before. He said, for instance, he's really not a guy.
Right.
And matter of fact, the best example is Metatron, who has come in several times. Last month he was the guest, and Tobias said he's coming in. Metatron is coming in with a feminine energy. They all have two aspects. It's really how they appear, how they present themselves. Okay. But they all have the feminine aspect.
That still begs the question, why did they choose male bodies?
Why did they...
That's all they ever talk about is the male bodies that they had.
Those were their incarnations? Yeah.
Yeah,
one of the theories that Linda has is it only takes one good woman like Kuan Yin.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is we've lived in a patriarchal society, and you know, we're just for a long time we're moving away from that. But you know, it was that you had to be a guy to get the credit, you know. If you go way back, some of the feminine, really the feminine energies are stronger. Isis and Kuan Yin and even the energies of Mary, they're very, very strong, but they've been suppressed.
I have an answer for that, too. I think it's also why St. Germain was talking and is pissed off about some of the churches have been very, very strong in trying to block that, blocking female energy and not wanting female strength. I mean, and I'm not so big on that, but I just was reading something that reiterates that the churches have spent a lot of time squelching that. They wouldn't allow a female to take on that strong a role. So if you consider in for hundreds and hundreds of years now, it just really wasn't acceptable.
Yeah. So. Okay, that was a day. Let's see.
Thank you.
Well,
extra special hand for the Virgo who did this out.
To my slides.
You go.
Thank you. Yes. We'll see you next month. We'll have St. Germain back.